Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back to 12 after the hour. Thank you very much. Jordan, thanks for hanging out. Thanks for being part of my day. I always expect to continue to be with you. You're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. Happy Thanksgiving. I'm pretty sure, and by the way, I guess you figured out this is live. This is my 22nd live Thanksgiving Day broadcast. I'm pretty sure, but I'm not positive, but I think that this is the first time that my anniversary week has literally over, just basically overlaid Thanksgiving week. My anniversary week, the date was late in the month, and Thanksgiving was early, and so if it's happened before, I don't remember it. And the reason why I think that is because I haven't missed either one of these. I've made all the Thanksgiving Day shows live. I've made all the anniversary weeks live. So I'm not sure exactly what's going on, but I wanted to say that when I thought about it, I thought, well, how appropriate that an anniversary week would be associated with Thanksgiving. Because when I think about what I've done here, what you and I have done, as you've been with me along the way in your own businesses, when I think about what we've done together, our Brain Trust members and so many people that went to, that have been part of making this show what it has become, and still is after 22 years. I have nothing. I can't have any emotion except immense thankfulness, gratitude for what's happened. A lot of hard work went into this. As you may have heard me in the beginning of the week, I told you a little bit about the origins of the show. I was going to had my own consulting company and decided that I was just arrogant enough to think that I had something to say to more than one person at a time. And I wanted to say it to people who might not be able to – I wanted to try to provide them with information that they might not have been able to have gotten anywhere else. In fact, back in those days especially, there wasn't anywhere else to go. There was very few places for a small business owner to go. Today, there are a lot of places. You have a lot of options. But I'd like to think that I was one of the founders, one of the pioneers of getting all that off the ground. I know I helped a lot of people who are now my competitors, and good for them. I'm proud of them. I say competitors only in the good sense, in the fact that they're doing their thing and they're helping people too. And when people came and asked me for help, I said, yeah, I'll help you. You mean you'll help me compete with you? I said, sure, there's too many people that need help, not enough of us to do it. And so they'll tell you I helped them, whether it was start a radio show, start a podcast, start a newsletter, write a book. All those things are things that I've done, and other people helped me, and so I helped them. And I'm thankful for all the people who helped me. Dan Pointer helped me with start my publishing company. Russell Brown, one of my great Brain Trust members, helped me understand how to do the economics of writing a book. So many people over the years who helped me get started with the show. Broadcast America back in the day, is the Wayback Machine. And, of course, my family gets staying behind me all the way. My wife, Devonna, my goodness, she made every step I've made backwards in heels and made it look good. I don't know what I would have done without her. She was steadfast all the way, every day. And when times were really tough. So I got a lot to be thankful for. And perhaps you can look back over your career as a small business owner, look back over what you've gone through, and think about all the different people that led up to, as Robert Frost said in his poem, The Road Less Traveled, I think that's the title of it, as way leads on to way. You don't know where things are going, but what you know is you know about yourself and you know about the people around you, and you count on those things so that you can go forward and take the next step, take the next risky step. And boy, that's been this kind of a journey in this with the show. We started out on the radio. 2 months later, we were simulcasting on the internet. 2 years later, we were capturing all of the segments into podcasts, which we've been doing now for all these years. Thousands, tens of thousands of podcasts that are right there waiting on you to use at your beck and call to listen to or even to download. We even have a download button. I'm going to give it to you. I don't know what more I can do to make it available, make all these smart people in our brain trust available to share their ideas with you and let you listen live and then let you go back and listen in a replay and then to download it and take it with you if you want to. I don't know what more I can do. And all that's free. Newsletter's free. The show's free. And, of course, making it free requires that somebody pays for it. If you get it for free, somebody pays for it. And my model is so much different from Facebook and Amazon and Twitter and all those guys. My model is different. My free model is different. When you take my stuff for free, you're not the product. If you use Amazon, they give you free shipping. If you use Facebook and they let you use their platform for free, Google you use their platform for free. Twitter, you use their platform for free, right? It ain't free. It's not free. You're the product. They're mining you. They're discovering what you do, who you are, where you are, what you do, why you do it. And they use that and they sell it. My free model isn't like that. My free model is really free. You're not the product. I don't know who you are or where you are. I just know that you're out there and you're doing good work. And I know some of you because you contact me, but most of you around the world, I don't know who you are. I just know that you're out there. And it'd be good to have somebody to talk to listen to from time to time. And it's a truly free model. And we, in order to pay for that, we have to have sponsors. And over the years, I'm thankful for our sponsors, for IBM and for Aflac and for FedEx and for Palo Alto Software, and especially Insperity, our current presenting sponsor. What would we do without them? 15 years of the 22 years, folks, they've been right here. Please go find me another relationship like that. Find me another sponsor that's that steadfast for small business. The closest one that I know of just ended theirs after about 12 years. So I'm thankful for a lot of things, folks, as I've operated my small business, my radio show, my network. It's all been for you, and I'm thankful for you too, small business owners. And I'm going to talk about that after the break. I'm going to talk about why I'm thankful for you. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.